This is your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And does your car take LPG? Apparently it's on the decline over the last decade or so. I'm joined this morning by Mark Borlay, Senior Manager of Future Mobility at the RAA. How are you this morning, Mark?
Great, Jordan.
So what is it about LPG? Why is it on the downward spiral, on the downward trend?
Well, essentially what happens is LPG used to be cheap. And as demand for LPG or liquid petroleum gas has cranked up around the world for other purposes, the cost of it has gone up. And that was its real saving, grace before, because when you had an LPG system, you paid a couple of penalties for it. You lost a bit of space in the car and the boot area. It didn't quite have the same power because it hasn't actually got the same amount of energy as petrol per litre. So there was lots of compromises, but the big thing was you saved a lot of money. And especially, you know, during the Howard period, they had massive subsidies for putting this in, and it was part of an energy security issue, and it burned slightly greener than other fuels, and it hasn't got as much carbon, so you don't get as much pollution, etc. So there are a lot of advantages to it. So people committed to it, and but what we've seen over the last 5 years is a severe drop up in the purchase rate of LPG, and therefore people are consuming less of it, and obviously conversions have almost died. And the bigger issue longer term is that currently you've got what they call LPG billets, those big white tanks you see on forecourts. And as petrol stations are being redeveloped, some of them aren't putting LPG in. So you're seeing a couple of things happening. One is that fuel's getting dearer, less people are using it, and there's going to be less places to get it from. So, yeah, it's pretty much the ending. Looks like it's getting close to the ending of an era.
Right. And so who would be most impacted by this? Because I imagine there are still cars out there that use LPG.
Yeah, so it'd be people with probably cars older than 10 years, and often they're the big cars, the four-wheel drives, what would have been back then the big Statesmans and that. We had enough space that you could afford to lose some for the tank. Your car was heavy on fuel, so the savings per litre, the literage you were using, the savings are much greater. And it had a particular following in the regional areas as well because of the distance that they travelled. So, so that's the sort of profile of people it was that would have, mainly older vehicles. And the owners of them now would probably understand too that progressively we're seeing less of these things around, and the fuel cost has jumped quite a bit in the lifetime that they would have had their vehicle.
Hmm. So new petrol stations then not being as keen to have LPG installations. Are we maybe going to see more petrol stations with more modern fuel sources like electricity popping up?
Yeah, so there's a big competition for the forecourt. The real estate out on the forecourt has to earn its keep. So every tank that's in the ground has to, have what they call a high churn rate. They want that fuel flowing through there pretty quickly. And a piece of real estate that's taken up by a large billet tank in this environment is probably not going to pay for itself. So you're starting to see those pragmatic business decisions being made about, okay, I've only got so much real estate I can use. Do I put in electric vehicle charging stations as a investment in the future, or do I still commit to some legacy fuels like LPG, knowing that in a decade they probably won't be used?
So what happens then? So the people that do have those bigger cars with LPG tanks, what do they do then if they know that in the near future their car won't be able to be fueled as cheaply or as easily as it used to be, and then they want to upgrade their car to something a bit more suitable? What do they do with their LPG using car?
Okay, well there's a couple of options. As long as it's not a dedicated LPG vehicle, and there were some of them around, that is, they only run on LPG. Most of them, what they call dual fuels, you can flip between petrol and gas. So for some of them, the easiest thing is you just flip it over to petrol and you just continue to drive as a petrol car. Some might actually elect to invest a bit more in and actually get the tank and everything taken out so they get their space back again. But that's, again, a commitment to how long you're going to keep the vehicles. And so you've got a couple of options, but my guess is that most will default to just running it on fuel, leaving the legacy system in there and just drive it until the car gets to the end of its life or they trade it.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for your interest, Jordan.
That was Mark Borlase, Senior Manager of Future Mobility at the RAA on your Classic It's Breakfast.